Good King Wenceslas was written in the 19th century Britain by John Mason Neale to a traditional folk tune. The story in the carol is about the king or duke of Bohemia, an area of Central Europe which is now part of the Czech Republic, over 1,000 years ago. The king looks out from his castle on Boxing Day, sees peasants, and takes food and wood and for a fire to them. According to what I've read, the story of King Wenceslas in the carol is probably completely made up, but it was inspired by an actual person. Wenceslas' father was the Duke of Bohemia and a Christian, but it's thought that his mother might have been a pagan. His father died when he was 12, and as he was not old enough to become duke until he was 18, his mother took control of the land as regent. During this time, his grandmother, Ludmilla, took care of Wenceslas and brought him up as a Christian. She smuggled priests into the house to help teach him. It's thought that his mother had Ludmilla banished to a distant castle where she was murdered by the queen's guards. Wenceslas was still a Christian after this and learned to read and write, something which was unusual for even a king or duke in those days. He had local bishops smuggled in at night to teach him the Bible. When he reached 18, Wenceslas took control of his dukedom. He then defended Bohemia from a couple of invasions by dukes of neighboring regions, and legend says that he banished his mother and her pagan followers from his castle. Wenceslas put in a good education system and a successful law and order system. So the parts of the carol story about him being a kind king are certainly true. After 4 years of happiness, when Wenceslas was 22, his brother Boleslav became very jealous of Wenceslas and plotted, possibly with the pagan followers of their mother, to kill Wenceslas. Boleslav invited Wenceslas to celebrate a saint's day with him, but on the way to church, Wenceslas was attacked and stabbed to death by three of Boleslav's followers. The story told in the carol was written by a Czech poet in 1847 and later translated and set to a folk tune in Britain. Although it isn't obviously a Christmas carol, it's not about God or faith or the birth of Christ, Good King Wenceslas carries an appropriately Christian message for this time of year. Just imagine the king standing on his balcony on the day after Christmas, St. Stephen's Day. He's probably full from feasting on pheasants and wine, content with his luxuries. He sees not a pheasant, but a peasant, a poor man, looking only to chop wood for a fire. Why didn't he plan better? Surely other peasants knew that a storm was brewing, as Wenceslas only saw one man. Maybe he was lazy, or maybe he had unexpected guests. Maybe he toiled long in his mountainous fields and simply did not have the energy to find wood to build a fire. Nevertheless, good King Wenceslas had pity on the man and led his page out into the snow to bring this man some meat, drink, and wood. There is a season for researching, debating, and discussing ways to end poverty and hunger once and for all. Christmas time, as understood by Wenceslas, is not that season. It is the season when you're supposed to think of something thoughtful to do and just do it. Let's sing Good King Wenceslas.
and even brightly shone the moon that night, though the frost was cruel. When a poor man came in sight, gathering winter fuel. Hither, page, and stand by me, if thou know'st it telling. Yonder peasant, who is he? Where and what is dwelling? Sir, he lives a goodly hence, underneath the mountain, right against the forest fence, by St. Agnes Fountain. Bring me flesh and bring me wine, bring me pine logs hither. Thou and I will see him dine when we bear them thither. Pigeon monarch, forth they went together, through the rude wind's wild lament and the bitter weather. Sire, the night is darkened now, and the wind blows stronger. Fails my heart, I know not how, I can go no longer. Mark my footsteps, my good page, tread thou in them boldly. Thou shalt find the winter's rage freeze thy blood less coldly. His master's steps he trod where the snow lay tinted. It was in the very sod which the saint had printed. Therefore, Christian men, be sure, wealth or rank possessing, ye who now will bless the poor, show your